New year, same embarrassing failure. I have been telling you guys for a while now that they are afraid of this dude. Now, obviously, the man that the establishment media, along with the deacons at Woke United Methodist, the man they fear the most is Donald Trump. Orange man bad. But coming in a very close second, and someone who will eventually eclipse Donald Trump as the most feared man in the media, Vivek Ramaswamy. They want this dude to go away. And it's not just the media. Ronald McDonald and the establishment and the RNC, they want Vivek Ramaswamy to go away too. They are doing everything they can to discredit him. They are doing everything they can to keep him quiet. But Vivek Ramaswamy, he's kind of like a wasp at a picnic. Everyone's all excited at the picnic. They all had their wieners out on the grill, of course. And this little wasp, he keeps buzzing around, avoiding the feminine swats from the weak men while stinging their franks on the grill. Let's just pretend for a second, though, that we are running CNN. We have been given the nightmare scenario of hosting the next Republican debate. I mean, this sucks, right? Our network is already struggling to draw an audience. We are consistently beaten in prime time by legendary shows like Baboon Caught in a Typhoon, the tragic tale of an innocent baboon fighting its way through a thunderstorm, captivating television. We are coming off two consecutive years running CNN of huge embarrassing failure. Our primetime lineup is a complete disaster centered around the beautiful yet inexperienced Caitlin Collins. Katie Roo! Katie Roo! Going into 2024, we have made one New Year's resolution. Increase ratings, which shouldn't be difficult for us at CNN because all we had to do was go from nothing to almost nothing. Problem is, our first big event in 2024 is another painfully boring Republican primary debate. We can't rely on the Trumper to show up. He already did us a favor last summer by agreeing to a town hall on our network. To my knowledge, the Trump town hall on CNN, I think it was back last May, it was the most watched program on the network the entire year. We have got to find a way to make this debate interesting. Problem is, most of the remaining candidates are painfully boring. Ron DeSantis, he's a great governor, but he's just not all that entertaining. Nick Haley has the charisma of a deflated whoopee cushion. Chris Christie has his moments, but after a while, it's just no longer funny watching him try to hold himself up. It's just concerning. When I see Chris Christie on TV, I don't know if I should call and make a donation or call the EMTs. This Republican debate on January 10th on CNN, it is heading directly for disaster. Luckily, though, there's one candidate who could save this debate. There is one candidate that we could rely on to make this debate entertaining. But KC, these debates aren't about entertainment. They're about giving candidates a platform to share their ideas with the voters. Yeah, sure. Are these debates broadcast on television? For anything on television, there is one purpose and one purpose only. Entertain your audience. Which is why there should be absolutely no question at CNN as to whether Vivek Ramaswamy will be involved in this upcoming debate. Except, he won't. Excuse me? Come again? You're hosting a Republican debate where you can't get Donald Trump. And you're refusing to invite the only entertaining candidate that's left in the field? Why? According to CNN, unfortunately, Mr. Ramaswamy didn't meet our requirements. All candidates must be polling at a minimum of 10%. Mr. Ramaswamy doesn't come close to meeting this arbitrary number. I'm a little bit confused here. Throughout this campaign, Chris Christie has been polling so low that his number can't even be recorded. He's like Bomani Jones when he was actually on television, ratings so low they can't be measured. But for some reason, Chris Christie has always been involved in every Republican debate. Now, all of a sudden, we're worried about polling numbers when there's only a handful of candidates left in the race? Doesn't make sense to me, but what the hell do I know? I'm not sinking the Titanic. Naturally, Vivek Ramaswamy, he was pissed off that he was not invited to this debate. I don't know why he was pissed off. I mean, if I wasn't invited to appear on CNN, I'd count that as a blessing. It's like not receiving an invitation to a wedding. You know the best wedding that I've ever heard about? It was the one that I wasn't invited to. But instead of appearing alongside Ron Mantis and the painfully boring Saint Nick, Vivek Ramaswamy, he's going to be appearing in a town hall event hosted by Tim Pool, which I think that is a step up. Tim Pool, he is watched by millions of people here on YouTube every month. If he appears on CNN, Vivek Ramaswamy, he'll be lucky to be watched by half that number. Yesterday, Vivek Ramaswamy, he got on social media to express his outrage towards CNN. He started off by claiming that CNN was setting themselves up to host the most boring presidential debate in modern history. This debate will only feature Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley. Well, the Ambien won't be required next Wednesday night if you're looking to go to sleep. Just turn on CNN around 8 o'clock. Ronnie and Saint Nick, they'll have you sleeping in no time. But it was the next accusation made by Vivek Ramaswamy that caught my attention. It didn't surprise me. It's something I've come to expect from the mainstream media, but it still caught my attention nonetheless because I wasn't aware that this happened. Basically, Vivek Ramaswamy, he accused CNN of... Basically, he accused them of trying to silence him. 6 or 7 months ago, CNN, they hosted a town hall with Nikki Haley. I guess they saw the success of the Trump town hall and thought they would see the same results with Saint Nick. Now, of course, there was a huge, huge difference in those two events. One of those town halls featured a star. The other one featured a dud. I would rather watch a flock of birds shit all over my clean windshield than watch anything involving Nikki Haley. This poor woman is so uninteresting, she can't even script entertainment. Remember the other day when I showed you guys what I thought was that setup between Nikki Haley and that kid, where some 9-year-old fourth grade kid accuses Nikki Haley of being like John Kerry in 2004 when the kid wasn't even born in 2004? I thought the kid was entertaining, but as soon as the mic was passed along to Nikki Haley, I immediately lost interest. But anyway, 6, maybe 7 months ago, CNN hosted a town hall with Nikki Haley. The video generated 68,000 views in the last 7 months. Apparently, I'm not the only one that thinks Nikki Haley is boring, so does everyone else. Last month, though, CNN hosted a town hall with Vivek Ramaswamy. In the span of a couple of hours, the video generated over 200,000 views here on YouTube. Yet, for some reason, after 2 hours of being on the platform, CNN mysteriously deleted the video. Well, that's rather strange. That's okay. It's okay. Because Vivek Ramaswamy, he had access to the footage. He shared it on social media. According to Vivek Ramaswamy, CNN sent him a cease and desist letter demanding that he remove all clips from social media. Let me ask you something. Why would CNN do that? Why would a network that is struggling for relevance, why would a network that is struggling to draw an audience demand that a presidential candidate with millions and millions of followers stop sharing a clip on their network that involves him? Apparently, the cease and desist letter didn't scare Vivek Ramaswamy. The video is still available on Twitter where it's gained 3.4 million views. Views that could have been generated on CNN's YouTube channel. So, why would they insist on this footage being erased? I wonder if what I'm about to show you has anything to do with it. During the town hall on CNN last month, which was moderated by Laura Coates, the inevitable topic of January 6th was brought up. As you're about to see, executives at CNN, they were terrified of the response from Vivek Ramaswamy. According to Van Jones, who I believe is still collecting woke welfare from CNN, according to Van Jones, this response from Vivek Ramaswamy had him shaking in fear and is one step away from Nazi propaganda. Now, just in case you didn't know, Nazi is their new favorite label. For a while, it was misogynist. Once that label lost its meaning, they started calling people racist. Then they started labeling people deniers when they were excited for the changing seasons. They're climate change deniers! It's not called seasons, it's called climate change! And now they have added the word Nazi to the list of woke boner words. They're comparing Trump to Adolf, and they're claiming that Vivek Ramaswamy is bordering on Nazi propaganda. Last month, when he was asked about January 6th, this was his response. Watch for yourself.
If you had told me, it's close to 3 years ago that January 6th, 2021 happened. If you had told me 3 years ago, back when I was a biotech CEO, not steeped in this world, I was just consuming passive media, but was focused on my world of developing medicines. If you had told me that January 6th was in any way an inside job, the subject of government entrapment, I would have told you that was crazy talk. Fringe conspiracy theory nonsense. I can tell you now, having gone somewhat deep in this, it's not. I mean, the reality is this. We do have a government, first of all, we have to acknowledge that has lied to us systematically over the last several years about the origin of COVID-19, about the Hunter Biden laptop that we were told was false by 51 CIA experts and otherwise before we now know that it was true. You can go straight down the list, the Trump-Russia disinformation collusion hoax, all of it. Now we come to January 6th. The reality is we know that there were federal law enforcement agents in that field. We don't know how many. I think it's Mr. shameful. Ramaswamy, if I may finish this answer,
well, let me just, I'm going to go ahead and interrupt you here because
you're I know
saying
this establishment doesn't approve of this
you're
message.
Saying
I know
that there
this,
were federal
we should
agents.
Be able to talk about this.
Did you notice how quickly Laura Coates tried to shut up Vivek Ramaswamy? That was not an accident. If I had to guess, she had some shit-fuck producer yelling in her ear, demanding that she talk over Vivek Ramaswamy so he couldn't spread any more of his propaganda. I wonder if that has anything to do with him being left off the debate stage by CNN. Look, I don't know enough about January 6th to know if it was an inside job. Would it surprise me if it was? No. Would it surprise me if it wasn't? No. Will we ever know the truth? No. So there's really no reason to keep rehashing it. Do you guys remember all the conspiracy theories that followed 9/11? There used to be thousands of these videos floating conspiracy theories about 9/11. Now, most of them were complete garbage, but some of them were very interesting. Some of them made compelling points that at least made you think about it. That was back during a time where you were allowed to float conspiracy theories without fear of retribution, without fear of being silenced. Can't do that today. No, 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 no. It's too dangerous. It's those words again. Oh, words. Words are the biggest threat to democracy. You know, I find it ironic. The same people who claim to be so worried about democracy, these are the same people that are fighting to remove Donald Trump from the ballot. This debate next week on CNN, it is going to be a huge embarrassing failure. This debate is exactly what Ronald McDonald and the RNC want. This debate is exactly what the mainstream media wants. Two establishment candidates reciting well-rehearsed, painfully boring talking points. The problem is, it's not what normal people want. This will be the least watched debate of this primary. Hell, they've got a strong chance of setting the lowest ratings in the history of the Republican debates, or Republican primaries anyway. No one is going to watch this debate. Have you guys ever wondered why the media is so afraid of Vivek Ramaswamy? Have you ever wondered why the media is suddenly so supportive of Nikki Haley? I'm starting to think that the mainstream media wants to see Nikki Haley elected even over someone like John Biden. Why? Why have they fallen for Nikki Haley? Maybe, just maybe, she's on their side. But give me your thoughts on this. CNN begins 2024 with huge embarrassing failure by not allowing Vivek Ramaswamy to be on the debate stage. Instead, they are giving us Ron Mantis versus Nikki Haley. Will this be the least watched debate in the primary? Wouldn't surprise me if they drew less than 1 million viewers. And does the media supporting Nikki Haley make you question her, make you question her credibility? Let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate each one of you guys and your continued support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. See you guys tomorrow.